Nearly 80% of Sonoma County high schools do not offer comprehensive arts education. That's according to an analysis by the local nonprofit Creative Sonoma. Back in early December, they released their Arts Education Framework for 2020. KRCB's Adia White tells us what it is and what it could mean for local students.
The Creative Sonoma Arts Education Framework is a free tool distributed to schools across the county to help teachers bring more arts into their classrooms. The framework prioritizes looking at art through a lens of social equity and teaching interdisciplinary subjects through art. Educators and county representatives hosted an early morning breakfast launch party at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in December to talk about how the new framework can help students. In his opening remarks, Supervisor David Rabbit cited a joint study by UCLA and Britain's University of York.
It concluded socially and economically disadvantaged children and teenagers who have high levels of arts engagement or arts learning show more positive outcomes in a variety of areas than their low arts engaged peers. And I think we all understand that intuitively, and it's time that we actually launch that going forward and make sure that we have those opportunities for each and every child in every school throughout Sonoma County.
Jenny Snyder from the Sonoma County Office of Education said that the arts are too often just an afterthought.
Sometimes we see in education arts as something that's on the side. You know, it's the dessert that we get to taste after we've had the main course. This is really central to a really well-rounded education, and it really is part of the main course.
Her comments were met with resounding applause from the audience.
As we think about some of the challenges that kids are going to have to really grapple with in their world, the political divisions, climate change, inequalities that exist within our communities, to be able to step into that world and not just to be, you know, bandied about, but to really be active agents, to speak in their own voice, to be able to create a world better than the one that they inherited, the arts is a vehicle for them to do that.
To demonstrate how arts education can help students grow in other capacities, Magni Zotani with Sonoma County Tyco asked several volunteers to come to the stage.
First of all, how you play matters. How you play is as important as what you play. And second of all, it's a group activity. You can be a great player, but you have to do it as a group.
Mizutani introduced a more complicated rhythm to show the volunteers how they would have to adapt their playing to work with others.
I don't even have to use the words self-awareness or social-emotional learning because the students live those experiences. And I hope that come from within, the pride and inspiration and empowerment will stay with them and continue to guide them. That's my hope.
Sonoma County schools can apply for grants of up to $5,000 through Creative Sonoma to help them bolster their arts curriculum and invite visiting artists like Mizutani to teach students. The application is due at the end of January. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can read Creative Sonoma's Arts Education Framework for 2020 at norcalpublicmedia.org.